is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Biden will get a look at the hurricane damage in the Carolinas today. The death toll from Hurricane Helene is now at 163 across six states. Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer.
We have urgent need to bring supplies to people who are in desperate need of drinking water and food and other household needs, supplies for babies, for the elderly, cleaning supplies.
A new study from Stanford University looks at the indirect deaths caused by severe tropical weather years after a storm hits. CBS's Tracy Wolf with our climate unit.
Analyzing more than 500 tropical cyclones that have hit the Atlantic and Gulf coasts between 1930 to 2015, researchers estimate that the average storm indirectly caused between 7,000 to 11,000 excess deaths nearly 15 years after a storm hit. Challenges rebuilding often impact medical care years later.
Last night's vice presidential debate surprised many for its civility. These voters in Grand Rapids, Michigan were watching.
The politics is going back to us treating each other with respect.
I think that my biggest takeaway from Vance is that he is able to articulate his feelings, his policies in a respectful way.
They both complimented each other when they needed to and gave respect to each other.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today condemned Iran's missiles attack on Israel, the same day that Israel's foreign minister said Guterres would be barred from entering his country because he had not condemned Iran enough.
It's time to stop the sickening cycle of escalation after escalation that is leading the people of the Middle East straight over the cliff. Each escalation has served as a pretext for the next.
One Israeli soldier was killed in Lebanon today. The first death since Israel began its incursions. A Lebanese soldier was also killed in an Israeli drone strike. The violence in the Middle East is snarling air traffic in the region and could impact oil prices. Analyst Phil Flynn.
The complacency about the risk to supplies is really going away, and we're going to start pricing in the possibility that this conflict could have a major impact on the global economy and the price of oil.
The strike by port workers at East and Gulf Coast ports could also impact the economy. Vince Pappas of Stone Steel Corporation.
We're really not sure how it's going to affect everything else. The ships are going to get delayed coming in, so even the break bulk stuff might get delayed, and all of that could tighten up supply in a market where things are already a little sluggish.
On Wall Street, the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Last night's Racine City Council meeting was gaveled in and gaveled out. The six boycotting city council members claim the council meeting could have proceeded if Mayor Corey Mason had included their ideas. The mayor calls the council members' boycott disrespectful. The Union Pacific conductor from Burlington killed last month in Kenosha didn't see the Metra train coming. Austin Raisby was on the tracks inspecting an alert on his UP train. That's from an NTSB report. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has presented her 2025 budget. It continues property tax reductions in the county. The budget includes funding for road improvements and a new digital evidence technician. The 2024 Veteran Stand-Down event in Racine is next Saturday at Festival Hall. Over 60 organizations are trying to help vets by giving out info about housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And construction on the new roundabout at Highway 11 in County J in Racine County is nearly complete. Officials expect that intersection to open Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we'll go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will smack 70. Got a feisty wind still out of the southwest, warming us up and holding us there for tomorrow, too. Right back to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. In fact, that holds true all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Up the rice in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. That is actually, to me, one of my absolute favorites as far as the writing. That song is so true. I work for a funeral home. We see that right there. Somebody is buried along with her name. And that one, that always grips me in the heart. As far as playing it over and over, no, I don't. Because it's so sad. I mean, I always like tear up when I hear the song. Because it is actually so real. Brilliant, brilliant masterpiece writing there from the Beatles. Of course, this hour is artists. Did I give it away? You mean I'm playing Don McLean sometime this hour? Busted. All right, sometime this hour. No, it's not going to be American Pie. Love this song, but we do play it. And so I'm going to play something that we don't play as often, but that's all right. You're going to know that one too. It's the one where the guy cuts his ear off. Okay, that one. Did I give that away? Anyway, artists of record, when you hear me play Don McLean, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win that album. Courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, everyone who wins this month qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music that you win, which is really great because the last contest that we did during Elvis Appreciation Week, people that won his vinyl and said, yeah, I got to get a record player to play this. So I'm going to try to help you out with that. Anyway, timeless hits sound best on vinyl. And they do, by the way. And you could win them every Monday through Friday this October with myself and WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
This is WRJ, and I always love that one from Tommy and Bobby. I think really get into it. So does this guy, Tom Jones.
Well, heard of him? She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Summer's day, with eyes that know the darkness in my soul, shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills, in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And
side on that starry, starry night. You took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
That is Don McLean and Vincent, a song about a painter. Great tune. And he never thought that Vincent was mentally ill. Don McLean just thought he was. He had some other issues, but not that. But I love, absolutely love this song. Listen to WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And my winner this hour, Dwayne Lang from Franksville. Dwayne, mwah! Big hug and a kiss to you. And just thank you so much for listening to our radio station, WRJN. And of course, he's our winner this hour, and of course he gets vinyl. He gets actually Don McLean album. I'm not sure if it's going to be Greatest Hits or what it's going to be, but actually I'm a big Don McLean fan, believe it or not, and he had more hits than American Pie. I wanted to play something other than American Pie that you'd recognize, but I, you know, if this was the early 70s, I could put something else on and you'd know it. But nowadays, my favorite that I actually wanted to play, and I love you so, I wanted to put that one on, even though it was a big hit for Perry Como, was actually a hit for Don McLean. And even Elvis absolutely loved that song and did that song through all of his concerts. But then I thought I would be the only one digging it. I'd be like, this is such a great song, and nobody else would know what the heck I was playing. So anyway, again, Dwayne Lang from Franksville, just absolutely want to thank you for listening. Tomorrow is Chubby Checker. And of course, these albums come from Time and Again. Vinyl, want to thank In Stewart Event, want to thank Ray for being a part of our contest this month, and really appreciate him. He, of course, is bringing you the awesome albums that you can win right here on WRJN. And now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has responded to the ongoing boycott by six council members. He's calling their actions disrespectful, and he's urging them to return to work. The boycotting alders claim the mayor is preventing council members from setting the agenda, and they're demanding greater transparency in city government. The mayor's calling the boycott a political stunt that puts the city at risk. In a joint statement, the boycotting alders say it's a fight for proper checks and balances in city government. The driver that died after a Racine County police chase Monday still hasn't been identified. A fatal chase in Caledonia resulted in the death of a hit-and-run suspect. Racine police started the pursuit at around 9 after IDing a vehicle involved in an earlier hit-and-run. The chase ended when the suspect vehicle crashed into a tree near 4 Mile and Main Street and killed the driver at the scene. State investigators are working the case. A look ahead at Kenosha County financials was provided last night. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her 2025 budget to the county board. It includes a county trend of property tax reductions, with median home values seeing a decrease for the fourth consecutive year. Notable budget items include funding for road improvements, park restoration, and the addition of a digital evidence technician. And work on a new Racine County roundabout should be done this week. Construction is winding down at the intersection of Highway 11 and County J. Officials say there's been a slight delay with lighting issues, but that should be wrapped up later this week. They're aiming for a Friday opening. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will smack 70. Got a feisty wind still out of the southwest, warming us up and holding us there for tomorrow, too. Right back to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. In fact, that holds true all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
See clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be
sunshiny day. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather out there. Fall weather is what it feels like as far as the temperature. Got the animals now on WRJ and local news and timeless hits.
In this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. One thing I know is true. You'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my daddy in bed at night. Watch his habits turn and gray. He's been working and slaving his life.
one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
My shaven razor's cold and it's
Local news and timelessness right here at WRJN. Coming up, we got Paul Harvey news, CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles news, weather, and sports. Just minutes away on WRJN.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Yeah.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Days after Hurricane Helene swept through, the death toll continues to rise. It's now up to 175 in six states. And the damage?